Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have a lot of guests on here that are serious topics and how they've overcome adversity and have kept their faith and have hope and try to do that to inspire you and to give you hope. But today we're going to kind of approach our program the next 3 days through kind of a different angle, a different lens, yet it is biblical. The Bible says that a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. And remember Wayne Smith, the founding pastor at Southland Christian, saying that many times when I attended there under his leadership. Also, remember him saying that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so I believe you're going to get some joy today through this program, whether you're listening live on the radio or through our podcast. I really believe you're going to be blessed by our guest over the next 3 days. He's just got a real gift of humor, but also has a great heart and a great family, and it's going to be good stuff. So I hope that you'll be with us all 3 days and maybe even share our programs with some of your friends that just need a good laughter. Good laugh. And so if you want to re-listen to this, if you tune in late and want to know, hey, or you can't listen to a whole program, I want to remind you, you can always go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out any of our programs. It's going to be our 1 year anniversary December 4th, and have had already had over 10,000 downloads of those podcasts from Connecticut to California. And make sure you share Hope Is Here with others so they can be encouraged. But only 14 minutes, and everybody's got a car ride for at least that long each day. So make sure you share our program and our podcast, Hope Is Here, dot today. Well, my guest for the next few days is going to be Sean Reynolds. And Sean and I met. We worked together for a few months, about 5 years ago. And then I transitioned out to another opportunity. But we kept in touch over the years. And just really cool to have a front row seat, kind of, I'd say a front row seat, not really front row, but have a seat through Facebook watching how God has blessed his career of comedy. He's been in the real world working retail, and we all know what a grind that can be. But he's got a great, great sense of humor, and he has pursued that dream. And his name is Sean Reynolds, and you ought to check out his website, SeanReynoldsComedy.com. That's SeanReynoldsComedy.com. So obviously, Sean, I got to ask you, you know, the first question.
Yeah.
Why? How did you get into comedy, man? I mean, you know, people's number one fear is speaking in front of people. And
right.
I think number two is trying to tell jokes in front of people.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think it's all tied in. Well, Jerry Seinfeld has the best quote about that of all time, which is that people's number one fear is speaking in front of people. And people's second fear is death, which means at the funeral, people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. And that really sums it up. I got into comedy. You know, it's... I always loved, I was obsessed with stand-up comedy, and I loved writing comedy. I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts in high school, and every Saturday, I was a big Letterman fan in the 90s. Oh, yeah. I would post by our schedule at Dunkin' Donuts every Saturday morning, our Dunkin' Donuts top 10 list. So I was writing comedy, you know, I always wanted to be a writer, actually. And then about 8-9 years ago, my brother got married, and he's my only sibling, my younger brother. And I gave the best man speech, and I turned it into this like 10-minute roast and made it really funny. But, you know, I kind of wrapped it up at the end and, you know, made it heartfelt. But afterwards, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, you're like a stand-up comedian. Like, that was like, you should be doing stand-up. And my aunt pulled me aside the next day, and she was like, you know, Sean, like, I was 30 at the time. She goes, you really missed your calling. Like, you should have been a stand-up comedian. And honestly, all those people saying that, just I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to an open mic. And I went to a comedy open mic at a comedy club, and I brought 10 people, and I fell flat on my face.
You're a roaring success, huh?
Right out of the gate. I was horrible. And it was so bad, my wife in the car, she's very supportive and very sweet, and normally would be like, no, you did good. You did good. Even she, when we got in the car, she looked at me, and she goes, what happened? It was that bad. I couldn't look at the people. When I got off stage, I couldn't look at the people I brought with me. I couldn't look them in the eye. And but then I was like, it was such a I'm very competitive. And so I think that competitiveness in me was like, you know what? I can figure this out. I'm going to go back and try again. And the second time I went, I didn't take anybody that I knew. And there was a lot less pressure. And I did well. I got some laughs. And then that became addictive. And and then that was just it. I started doing comedy at the Comedy Club, Comedy Off Broadway here in Lexington. They do a great job of working with new comics, giving us a chance at the open mic night. And about a few months later, they had a competition, and I did well in the competition and got to go on tour with Lee Cruz. And, you know, just doing like 7 minutes of comedy opening for him. And that's literally how it started. But really, it's the root of it is my brother's wedding and family members giving me so many compliments, you know. And I tell my kids that all the time, and people I know, it's like, you just have no idea the impact you can have on people with your words, you know, both positive and negative. If nobody would have said a word to me after that best man speech, or even if they were just like, that was great, I may have literally never went to an open mic and none of this would have happened.
Well, I love that you share that, Sean, because I think so many people are looking for their purpose in life and what, you know, yeah, I've got a job, I get a paycheck, but I think there's something I was wired up to do specifically for me. And, you know, if you're listening, you're thinking, what is that? Think back to conversations you've had with people over your lifetime where they say, hey, you're really good at that. And yet I think sometimes people, Sean, see if this is true for you. It's just something we enjoy doing. We think, well, could I really actually get paid doing something I enjoy?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, that was never the idea going into it. But very quickly, especially when I did well in the competition, I started asking some questions like, how, you know, what's the career path here? And, you know, but yeah, it definitely started off more just as a love of comedy and making people laugh. But yeah, very quickly I realized like, wow, that you can monetize this. And then I discovered Tim Hawkins about 8 years ago, and I'm a big Tim Hawkins fan. And just seeing what he was doing, I wasn't exposed to that. I wasn't exposed to church and Christian comedy. I was only exposed to what I saw on Comedy Central, you know, the Axe Letterman and Leno would have on, you know, the ones that we were all exposed to. The Jerry Seinfelds of the world, and you know, back then Martin Lawrence I think was really big, and that to me was what stand-up comedy was. But then when I saw Tim Hawkins, I was like, wow, he's doing a whole other thing. He's performing at churches, he's being clean, you know, he even at the end of his shows was being maybe a little bit serious and giving people hope and inspiring people. And I was just like, wow, that's amazing. And I kind of started wondering if that was something I would be able to do, and he became my real focal point. Every time I went on stage was, how can I get to that point? Even if it was at a dive bar or comedy club, the goal was always, how could I be more like Tim Hawkins?
Well, he is phenomenal. When I was executive pastor at Northeast Christian Church, we first brought him out about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had it in our little multi-purpose / gym place where we could get in about 300 people with tables and sold that out. The next year we had to expand it to two nights, and then a couple years after that we had to have it in our 2,000 seat auditorium.
Yeah.
And sold it out. And so it's just amazing the things he finds to have humor. He actually even uses music. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm probably sure growing up people said, man, you're kind of weird, or you know, man, what's all it? But now he gets paid to have fun and be weird.
Yes, he does. And it's funny, that was probably about 7 years ago that you'd had him at Northeast in the 2000. I was there. I was at that show.
Really?
And that was, I think I'd been on stage about 4 or 5 times at that point. And that was a big night for me. So that's just so cool that we've connected many years later, because I didn't know you then.
No.
I was just, he was coming to town, and I'm like, I need to check this out. And that night really was a big, you know, if you have a timeline of like your successes or, you know, where you're going, your path, there's certain things that are highlighted and then kind of jump out. And that night's one of them for me, because that was the first time I saw him live. And I was like, that's what I want to be doing. You know, I love going to the comedy club, and I love comedy clubs, and I love all comedians, but that night I was like, wow, that's what I want to be doing right there.
Well, that is so cool that you know, you go and see somebody doing it. And the thing about Sean, it's clean comedy, it's funny stuff. I want to encourage you right now, you're like, man, who is this guy? I want to check this out. Go to SeanReynoldsComedy.com. That's Sean with a W, SHAWN, Reynolds, just like it sounds, comedy.com, and check him out. And I guess the thing I would ask you, why do you enjoy doing comedy? I know why we enjoy it, because we love to laugh, and man, life is so hard, and that's why I'm having Sean on here today. It's just somebody just need a good laugh. You've had to cry a lot, and
yeah,
man, life's been hard, but why do you, as a comedian, enjoy doing comedy?
I mean, honestly, number one reason, I love making people laugh. Even going back to school, I always want, you know, especially in elementary school and middle school, I always was kind of like the class clown. I kind of got quieter in high school, but I really just enjoy making people laugh. I love people that make me laugh, and so we like to be like people we like, and so that's really the number one reason. And also with stand-up comedy, though, there is a little bit of I think my competitiveness comes into it, because it's such a challenge. Stand-up comedy is the hardest thing I've ever done. I have 6 kids. Raising six kids is difficult. Stand-up comedy is 20 times harder. I can't tell you how hard it is.
And there's people with like two kids going, what? Yeah. You're saying that's harder? You got six kids and stand-up comedy's harder?
It is so hard. Like, you can't make any mistakes. You have to appear as though everything's on the off the cuff. And so I really enjoy jokes and structure and how can I make this funnier? If I take a word, sometimes you just take a word out and it changes everything. You change the intonation, you change the way you're standing. I really enjoy the details of comedy and I love watching other comics and how they work. And so, yeah, it's a real challenge to get up in front of people and, you know, they're all facing forward and have high expectations. And I just enjoy that challenge of trying to win them over and I want them to have a good time. You know, a lot of comics have this attitude of, this is my act and take it or leave it. And if they don't laugh, I don't care. And I've just never been like that. To me, I'm like, I want everybody to have a good time. And you can't please all the people all the time, especially with comedy. But right. That's my mindset. When I go in, I want to please 100% of the people. I want everybody to have a good time. I don't want anybody to be offended. That's kind of my mindset.
Well, you just shared that you have six kids and yeah. We were talking before we went on the air, ages from 2 up to 19. So, I got to imagine that you get a lot of material just from your family. A
lot of material. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. It's always producing more material because now I've had a baby. We've had toddlers. We've had all stages of life, high school. Now I have a son in college. So, yeah, definitely have a lot of material. I talk on stage about having six kids. I don't talk about it a ton, like specifically having six, because one thing I learned about comedy is that people love when they can relate to what you're talking about. And most people don't have six kids. Most people are like, all right, two's enough, three we're outnumbered, four you're crazy. And then when you get to five and six and above, you're in a whole other planet. And so I do talk about having six kids, but I don't dwell on it the whole act because people honestly just can't relate to it. But I do love talking about parenting, and I can cover all ends of it from beginning to end. I have three. We're the Brady Bunch. We're three boys. We're three girls. So I have experience with both boys and girls, and so I do love talking about being a parent, yeah.
Well, we'll definitely let you hear some of the Sean stuff here over the next couple of days, but I loved just obviously Halloween just happened, and,
yeah.
Your family, you guys have a theme each year. What was the theme this year for the Reynolds family for Halloween? What'd you guys dress up
as? We did the 80s. The 80s are coming back. It's like a thing. Like, high school kids are dressing like we did in the 80s. They're pulling their jeans up, like, way up high. Big hair, big earrings, crazy colors. So my kids are into the 80s. So, yeah, we did the 80s. My wife dressed up like a Rubik's Cube. This is on my Facebook page, too. If you go to Sean Reynolds, if you send me a friend request, I accept all friend requests. You can see it there. My wife was a Rubik's Cube. She was the hit, honestly. Everybody commented.
It was great. It was great. I saw a picture. It was great.
Yeah, she did a great job with it. My boys, my 9 and 10-year-olds, they love Back to the Future. So my one son was Marty McFly. My other son was Doc Brown. And my 2-year-old was Elmo, which that was a little bit of a stretch, but Elmo was big in the 80s, and she loves Elmo. We wanted her to be a costume that she was excited about. And then my daughter, Kylie, who's 14, she was Beetlejuice. She loves Beetlejuice. And my daughter, Emma, she dressed up as like one of those aerobics girls from the 80s that like those YouTube videos are like resurfacing on social media.
Where Olivia like, Newton-John, baby.
Exactly.
Let's get physical.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's what she was. And then I was Richard Simmons.
Oh, your Richard Simmons was classic, yeah. Man. Oh, I loved it.
It was not my idea. They made me do it, and I like to be the butt of the joke, so I played along.
You did it well, my friend. All right, well, that's going to wrap up today's program, but we are talking with Sean Reynolds. He's a comedian. It's good, clean comedy. You need to check out his website, SeanReynoldsComedy.com. I'm Greg Horn. We'll be back tomorrow with Sean Reynolds on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.